From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues this series in Paul's Epistle to the Colossians. This book sets forth the glorious person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ in a manner designed to increase the believer's love for the Savior and to provide guidance in living the Christian life. Prior to the message by Dr. Cairns, we'll have a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as well as some Christ-honoring sacred music. This morning's text is found in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 23. The Lamb is the light thereof. Quietly contemplate the Lamb as the light of heaven. Light in Scripture is the emblem of joy. The joy of the saints in heaven is comprised in this: Jesus chose us, loved us, bought us, cleansed us, robed us, kept us, glorified us. We are here entirely through the Lord Jesus. Each one of these thoughts shall be to them like a cluster of the grapes of Eshcol. Light is also the cause of beauty. Naught of beauty is left when light is gone. Without light, no radiance flashes from the sapphire, no peaceful ray proceeds from the pearl. And thus all the beauty of the saints above comes from Jesus. As planets, they reflect the light of the Sun of Righteousness. They live as beams proceeding from the central orb. If he withdrew, they must die. If his glory were veiled, their glory must expire. Light is also the emblem of knowledge. In heaven our knowledge will be perfect, but the Lord Jesus himself will be the fountain of it. Dark providences never understood before will then be clearly seen, and all that puzzles us now will become plain to us in the light of the Lamb. Oh, what unfoldings there will be, and what glorifying of the God of love! Light also means manifestation. Light manifests. In this world it does not yet appear what we shall be. God's people are a hidden people. But when Christ receives his people into heaven, he will touch them with the wand of his own love and change them into the image of his manifested glory. They were poor and wretched, but what a transformation! They were stained with sin, but one touch of his finger, and they are bright as the sun and clear as crystal. Oh, what a manifestation! All this proceeds from the exalted Lamb. Whatever there may be of effulgent splendor, Jesus shall be the center and soul of it all. Oh, to be present and to see him in his own light, the King of kings and Lord of lords!
Jesus, Lord, your
Are you looking for guidance and help in your study of the Bible? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures, and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. As he continues a series of studies in Paul's epistle to the Colossians, Dr. Cairns will bring the concluding portion of a message entitled The Rich and Glorious Mystery. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who is the essence of this mystery, and he's revealed in the preaching of the gospel. Yet, as Dr. Cairns is emphasizing, it's not enough simply to give sinners information about Christ and the way of salvation. There must be a divine work done in the sinner's heart to awaken him to his need, and to enable him to embrace Christ. This mystery is rich because through Christ, God makes all believers heirs to all the treasures of heaven. The chief treasure is Christ dwelling in the heart of the Christian, which is what Paul meant when he spoke of Christ in you, the hope of glory. And now with today's message, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
The notion of human merit weighing anything in the scale of God is a hateful and damnable thing. Many of you will know that one of my modern heroes is or was the late Sir Winston Churchill. In many ways, in the providence of God, we have whatever freedom we have today because he was the right man in the right place at the right time. And without him, the whole of Europe would now have sunk into a Nazi wasteland. And yet a bigger fool never lived. And I say that as an admirer. A bigger fool never lived. Churchill said there was a time he was thinking and he couldn't get into the army, he would go into the church. And being the bulldog Englishman, he said, just to be out of step with the spirit of the age, I would have preached uncompromisingly orthodox sermons. One of his biographers very rightly says, we could imagine Churchill in the pulpit, but we could never imagine Churchill on his knees. Of course, there's many another preacher the same. Later in life, Churchill said that he had a good balance in the bank of observance, and that his necessary trips to church for baptisms and weddings and funerals and the like topped up the balance. In fact, he said, I haven't even looked at the balance or thought of the state of my account for many years. I may even be overdrawn. And as he was going out to meet God or thinking of it, he said, I am ready to meet my Maker. I don't know if my Maker's ready to meet me. And now you'll understand why I say a bigger fool never lived. The great are not always wise. Suffering from this desperate delusion that God in some way, somehow, gives weight to the merit of man. God would be false to himself were he to do so. And such a way of weighing man is an abomination to him. It's a just weight. It's his delight. But here's the big question. And here's the great glory of the gospel. If God can only delight in an absolutely just measurement of my fitness for heaven, how on earth can I ever get there? Every religion in the world has come up with its own stupid answer. From popery's notion of purging your sins out in the fires of purgatory, to the Jewish notion that if your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds, you'll get there. But God's answer is Christ. Our covenant head, bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. What a treasure house of truth there is to be enjoyed in the doctrine of God's salvation. And let me ask you a question. And I want you to take it seriously. I'm not trying to put people on a guilt trip. I'm trying to get you to change your life where it needs to be changed. You sit here this morning, and I have no doubt that in the vast majority of cases, I would hope in every case, you'll nod your head, you'll acquiesce at least in your heart and say, yes, that's true. I believe in all that. I believe that's what the Bible teaches. But let me ask you this question. Outside of when you hear these things in church, How much time have you ever spent actually thinking on these things? How often have you ever taken the Bible and got away with God and opened this and got on your knees and cried, Lord, teach me, show me? Let me recommend it to you. I've told you the story in the past. Some years ago, I was exercised about this doctrine of the incarnation. Every December, when the world wants or seems to be a little bit more willing to listen, I always like to preach on the doctrine of the incarnation. For a number of years, I would take every Sunday in December and do that. But so that it wouldn't simply be little sermon outlines, I remember getting in my study and going alone with God and crying to God that He would open the book to me in a new way. He would open my heart in a new way. He would give me an understanding, or at least an appreciation, of the magnitude and the majesty of this mystery of the incarnation of God. I can't say I can do a good job of ever expressing that. But I do know that those were days of blessing and of heaven and earth. Days when my own heart expanded. Days when my own soul was lifted up. Days when I could, if not understand, which I couldn't, at least I could rejoice in this glory of God coming in the flesh. I could tell you of other times when I've gone to the Lord with other subjects, and I'm encouraging you to do that. This is not a preacher's prerogative. It's not limited to some clerical elite. This is for God's people. We are all priests of God. We are all indwelt by the Spirit of God. We all have the same Bible. You may not know Greek and Hebrew, and you may not have studied systematic theology. So what? Those are tools. They're available for your help as you need them. But you've got a Bible. You have the Holy Spirit within you. Let me ask you again. When was the last time you got alone with God with an open Bible? And you cried, Lord, speak to me. And you took time to think through and pray through and praise your way through some of the great truths of the gospel. What's the last book you've read about the person and the work of Christ? What's the last book you've read or studied about the atonement, about the resurrection, about the intercessory and mediatorial work of Christ? Well, you read the newspaper. Fat lot of use that'll do you. You can tell what's happening in the political world, perhaps. The more you think you've got a handle in that world, the more you realize it's just a bigger and bigger mess all the time. You've maybe read the latest novel. But here's God's book. What have you done with it? Let me tell you, this is a rich and glorious revelation. But the particular richness of this grace lies in this, the indwelling of Christ in your heart. Christ in you. That's the rich fullness of this divine revelation. And He dwells in you by His Spirit. I can prove that simply by referring you to Romans 8, verses 9 and 10, which say, you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of you, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. What he's saying is, by the Spirit of Christ dwelling in you, he means Christ dwelling in you. By Christ dwelling in you, he means the Spirit of Christ dwelling in you. The Holy Spirit is the true vicar of Christ. He, as the Spirit of Christ, dwells within us. He's the source of all life and light. He's the revealer of Christ and the gospel. He's the sanctifier of our souls, the constant sustainer of our being in God's grace. And because of him, we have fellowship with Christ. We have the presence of Christ. And we have the power of Christ. And that brings me back again to the very point of the question I asked. When last did you get down with God's book? Because you have no excuse. You've God's word. You've God's revelation. Outside and inside, you have the Holy Spirit, the author of the book, responding, as it were, to his own revelation. This is a rich revelation, and God puts us in possession of it. It's also a glorious revelation. Christ in you is the hope of glory. What a statement. No hope of glory for any man apart from the indwelling Christ. Ephesians 2, without Christ equals without hope. But with Christ in us, we confidently are waiting for glory. To humans, hope is something that's not very certain. You're hoping for something because you're not sure of it. That's the very opposite to the biblical knowledge of hope. Biblically, to hope for something is to wait confidently, expecting it, because Christ has purchased it. And God has promised it. And you can't have anything better than that. Now, that's what's revealed by God in the mystery of the gospel. He's given us truly a wealth of his fullness in Christ. And he's given us his blessed Holy Spirit to dwell within us. He has sealed us by that same Holy Ghost for glory. Ephesians 1:14 says the Holy Spirit is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. What's the earnest? It's the down payment. It's the first payment that guarantees all the rest. Christ in you is the beginning of glory. Christ in you is the promise of eternal glory. Christ in you is the guarantee of that glory. Therefore, to know Christ is everything. Beside this, all other knowledge is sterile. Think of it. Can you recite the periodic table? Big deal if you go to hell. You know all that higher education can impart. Big deal if you're perishing in the pit. Beside the knowledge of Christ, what else matters? Now, do not misunderstand me. I am not an obscurantist. I am not anti-intellectual. I believe that once you know Christ, it will set your intellect free to learn as you've never learned before and what you've never learned before and use the powers that God has given you in ways you could never have dreamed of. But I'm saying this. In all you're getting, get this wisdom. In all you're knowing, get this knowledge. The knowledge of Jesus Christ as he's revealed in the gospel, as your Lord and as your Savior. Thank you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.